think he's had a good spring, much like last. We felt last spring coming out of the spring that he did very well in the OTAs and a mini camp. But certainly with another year in the system and another year with Blake, he did some really nice things here.
Have you seen the chemistry between the two of them grow over these 10, 11
years?
Yeah,
and I think they'd say the same thing. If you were to talk to Blake and Julius, you know, we had a couple things designed for him here, especially in the last 2 days in a mini camp. And, you know, they were on the same page and had some nice completions. And so it was good to see that.
Last month you saw, thought you'd be able to move things quicker as an offense. Did you get a lot more accomplished than
There's no question, and I think if you would say that to a man on the offensive side of the ball, the players that are returning, you know, it's just night and day from where we were at a year ago at this time when we were breaking camp. So if we can continue, you know, we've got these 39 days here before we get together with these players again. If they can continue to stay on top of it and everybody accountable to one another in terms of what they're doing over these 39 days, then, you know, we'd like to see a significant improvement.
We talked about the wide receiver depth a lot, but how impressive is the tight end depth?
Well, I think we've got great depth throughout the entire offense, to be honest with you. When you look at the competition that we're going to have in the offensive line, the tight ends, the running back group, wide receivers, we've got great competition throughout the board there, really offensively. So that's been encouraging as well. I think if you were to look at the Dave Caldwell, Gus Bradley era here, significant increase there in competition now at every position on our side of the ball, so encouraged about that.
Could you talk specifically about the progression of the offensive line?
Yeah. I think much like last, we have a couple of issues we've got to get solved. Obviously, the left side of the line we talk about. I think we've got a pretty good feel about the right side and the center position right now. The left side of the line will still have some competition there at the left guard, left tackle position. But again, it will be good competition. It'll be good to see Kelvin Beeson back, and we'll try and get a good feel for that, and we'll try to make a decision quickly. Certainly, we'd like to get the five best players playing together with Blake as soon as possible, so we'll try and make a decision on that early in training camp.
As a follow-up, could you talk about how Luke has responded to the perception that he's being challenged?
He's been great. Luke Jogel certainly right now, you know, because Kelvin has not been out there practicing, you know, so Luke is just trying to be the best player he can be. He's taken reps at left guard and left tackle, and he's looked good at both. Certainly we haven't gone in full pads, but he has done very well at the left guard position. I can say that. Not that we were surprised by it, but the fact that he hadn't played it and had a chance to see him do it for the first time, he looked very good and looked comfortable at the left guard position.
What do you want to see out of Beecham when he is cleared and wears pads?
Well, he's got to be able to, you know, he's got to show that what we've seen on tape, he's got to show the capabilities to be a starting left tackle, and not just a starting left tackle, but we're looking for, you know, certainly as we raise the level of players on this football team, we're looking for a top 10 starting left tackle. That's the goal here for all of our positions. Let's try and get ourselves in the top 10 personnel at every position. And you know, that's what we felt like when we saw him in Pittsburgh when he was playing well. He had those type of capabilities.
What do you rather more than easily prove to you, if anything?
Well, one, they can stay healthy. And I wasn't here as rookie season, but I know. Again, compared to last year, really excited about him. Was healthy throughout OTAs and training and the mini camp here. He's in a great place mentally. We moved him around this spring, really, by Allen Robinson having to take some days off. We were able to put Marquise at the X position, and he did some good things there. So he's got a much better, not only health-wise, he's feeling better, but he's got a better understanding overall of the offense, and he's able to play in multiple positions, which is something we had met with all three, you know, the Hearns and Robinson and Marquise. You've got to know all three positions, and I think all three of them have jumped into that, and kind of excited about that, being able to move those three guys around.
The fact that he stayed healthy, does that leave you optimistic, or are you still
I'm real optimistic about him. Again, I think he found he's got a great rapport here with our trainers and weight staff, but more importantly, when he went away back to L.A., he's found a trainer out there that works for him and has got him on a strict training program that he worked out with in the off season in January, February that he's real comfortable with. So we're excited that he found somebody out there that you know, knows his body and knows how he needs to train. So been excited about that.
How do you think Ivory picked things up?
Good. You know, we really looked at, to me, it's so important this time of year for the quarterback and anybody that's new. And it's the development of Blake Bortles still is number one priority for us. Let's continue to make it be all about Blake Bortles' development, all about the quarterback's development. And you can get that done in the OTAs and in the June mini camps. But it's also got to be about any new player that you've acquired, and Ivory's that one of those guys. So every practice rep was critical for him in learning how we want to do things and what he needs to do. So that's been good. You know, Beecham is the other guy that we're, you know, that we said in free agency that was not able to practice, but he was out there, you know, getting Miller reps every day watching. So we only had really three real newcomers to the offense, and but Ivory's is someone that we're counting on. So his you know, adapting the offense is critical.
Well, as an undrafted tight end, had some nice catches this week. How impressive have you been by him?
Yeah, we're excited about him, especially as a free agent. You know, I think he was a great find. He's got some talent levels, a talent level of can run, you know, much better than a lot of tight ends that you see. I don't think he had a drop throughout the OTAs and the mini camps, so excited about him.
What does he have to do moving forward to make this team?
I just got to, you know, keep doing what he's been doing, you know, and he's a guy, you know, he showed up. Obviously, he tested very well when Dave signed him. You know, he said that this guy's got really good numbers, you know, in terms of his height, weight, and speed. And then, you know, just playing at this level is a big step, but I think he got better every day, and, you know, he produced. When he had opportunities, like I said, he had no drops and made some difficult catches and did some good things in the we've seen in the run game just in shorts, but his real test will be when we get the pads on and we get a chance to see him block live.
What grade did Blake get done? You mentioned Blake.
I just think the whole decision-making process, which is critical for him, got to improve the decision-making process. And part of that what makes decision-making easier is having an understanding of the offense and knowing what protection checks need to be made, where to go with the ball, what my progression is on every play. And I think that comes with familiarity and with reps. And so that's why I say it's critical for the quarterback and any newcomer, but the quarterback especially for his development is critical to get every practice rep that he can, and he just continue to develop in terms of his decision making.
How's Neil Sterling doing with the transition time?
Really good. Again, the true factor for him will be when we get the pads on. But you know, I was when it was first proposed to me about moving him to the F, I was a little hesitant because I wasn't sure whether or not he would jump right into it. But he's been great. His attitude's been great. His ability to transfer from a wide receiver to the tight end position and understand his assignment has been very good. He's had very few mental errors. But also now that we've seen that, we know that he provides us flexibility. On a game day roster, as we all know, you've got to have guys who can play multiple positions. And if we could look at him and say, hey, this guy could very easily be our fifth wide receiver on game day and our backup F tight end. So, you know, he's making a niche for himself on this football team. So we're excited about that.
Last one. Does Joyce Gray offer anything to you guys that maybe some of the other backs don't?
Well, I think, you know, we're going to have, like I said, there's great competition every position. We feel really good, obviously, T.J. Yeldon and Chris Ivory. And then behind that, there's a log jam there of four guys here that we're going to have to make some decisions on very quickly in camp. And Jonas Gray is one of them. But we've got four guys here behind those top two that we're going to try and get sorted out quickly once we get in the training camp.